This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Good morning and welcome back to all the schools who are experiencing their first day, like Big Beaver, New Brighton, Butler. Butler has some challenges with bus drivers. I think 13 left in 10 days. And so there are some challenges in transportation. But otherwise, welcome back. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. Pennsylvania Game Commission, along with hiking and land conservation groups, open up a new game land in Allegheny County. You think, well, where would this be? Indiana Township. And joining us is Mark Ironman, Rachel Carson Trail Manager. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm great today, Larry. How about yourself?
Good. So first of all, for those that don't know, who was Rachel Carson?
Rachel Carson was an environmentalist. She's often credited with being the person that started the environmental movement, and she's a Pittsburgh native. She was born and grew up in Springdale, and our trail goes right past her childhood home, and that's where we got the name for the Rachel Carson Trail. And, you know, most folks will know her from her famous book, Silent Spring.
So the question I have, Mark, is how much territory are we talking about in terms of new hunting lands, and where is it along the trail?
It's adjacent, actually, to Emmerling Park in Indiana Township. And I don't have right in front of me, but it's a substantial plot of land I bought, several hundred acres. And it encompasses about a mile of the Rachel Carson Trail. So a mile of the trail is protected from development, and we're thrilled about it.
Yeah, and you're celebrating the 150th anniversary of the Rachel Carson Trails Conservancy.
Yep. And of the trail.
Right.
The Rachel Carson Trail was first opened in 1975.
Yeah, it was one of the first ever heard of.
I'm pardon?
It's one of the first trails people ever heard of in terms of...
Yes, we were... It was on the cutting edge of the trail movement. And actually, it was the trail was originally part of the Baker Trail that was built by American Youth Hostels back in the 50s. And then when Route 28 was developed, it kind of destroyed that trail. And a group of folks in the early 70s reconstituted it from Freeport. and they couldn't continue down the 28 corridor to Sharpsburg where it originally went. So they turned and went to the North Hills, and that was the founding of the Rachel Carson Trail 50 years ago.
Mark, you used the word thrilled a short time ago to talk about the fact that the hunting lands are being opened up. Tell us more why.
Well, the Rachel Carson Trail is really an amazing trail because it's 47-ish miles long, and it goes from Wexford to Harrison Hills Park in the far northeast corner of the county. And it's not one of the trails most folks will be aware of, you know, one of the rail trails that uses the old rail corridors, giving you a trail that's wide and relatively flat. The Rachel Carson Trail is a single-track trail, meaning just as the name implies, a single line, so you walk in a column on the trail. And it's only possible because we've been able to cobble together countless landowners that, you know, allow the trail on their property. But the problem is that landowners change or they change attitudes. So the trail is really very tenuous. For example, we every year our largest fundraiser, the Rachel Carson Challenge, where folks hike most of the trail in one day. We've held that event 28 times, and only twice has the course been the same. And that's because of, you know, the constant changes. So by Allegheny Land Trust and the Game Commission acquiring this property and protecting it for outdoor uses, we've got a substantial, you know, significant portion of our trail that's protected, and that's just very exciting for an organization such as ours.
Yeah, and the new site open to the public, accessed from a parking lot along Cove Run Road, Emmerling Community Park, 266 wooded acres in Indiana Township. Well, Mark, congratulations.
Thanks a lot, Larry. Thanks a lot for having us on, and I encourage everybody to get out and check out the new game lands and enjoy the Rachel Carson Trail.
Mark Ironman, Rachel Carson Trail Manager. Interesting, because, you know, you think Allegheny County, there isn't a ton of public land left, so to have a track that big is substantial.
Well, absolutely. I mean, we have a population in Allegheny County north of 2 million people. You're going to expect that to grow slowly and steadily over the years, I would assume, but that's doesn't leave a lot of land, does it?
And Rachel has her own bridge, too. One of the sister bridges.
One of
so
the
you
three.
Got the Roberto Clemente Bridge.
And then the Andy Warhol.
Andy Warhol.
Yep.
And Rachel Carson. And then there's another bridge for the late author.
Oh, the McCullum Bridge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
David McCullough, who was a great biographer and storyteller.
I think his book about Harry Truman is one of the best I've ever read.
This is the Big K Morning Show, and every Tuesday at this time, we welcome another medical professional brought to you by Independence Health System Expert Care here and today, Dr. Adam Burke, who is a family medicine physician located at the Connellsville Family Medicine Square in Connellsville, ironically. That's why they named it that. And Independence Health System has this outpatient facility opportunity not only in Connellsville, but Latrobe, Norwin, and Ligonier. Dr. Burke, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Thank you for having me today.
And if you're joining us on our live stream presented by Metropolitan Window Company, you can see the good doctor. It looks like you're already at the office working.
Correct. We have a 7-to-5 schedule Monday through Friday to improve access here in Fayette County.
Yeah, that's so important, Doctor, as you know, to reach out to our outlying communities, our outlying counties, to make sure that excellent medical care is accessible. So this is a relatively new venture, correct?
Correct. The Connellsville office is a new venture. For at least over the past 3 years, I am the third provider that just recently joined the practice. So we're accepting new patients, and we have a great opportunity here because we offer lab and imaging services here in the Connellsville area, not only for Independence Health patients, but also for really any patients to come and get the care they need.
And on Wednesdays, mammography opportunities with the latest technology and equipment, correct?
Correct. We have the newest mammogram machine that's offered in actually the Tri-County area, and it's at the Connellsville location. It's called Walk-In Wednesday. People can bring a slip from any physician, any healthcare provider, and literally walk in and get a mammogram completed.
That should be, I'm sure, very comforting for the people in the area to have access.
Correct, definitely. And also the fact is that we're staffed by all local people. Myself and also my colleagues, we are all local, born and raised here. Dr. Milliken is from Greene County. I was born and raised here in Fayette County, and my first job was actually with Fayette EMS right here in Connellsville. So we have buy-in, and that's important to gain rapport with these community members.
And what has been the reaction of the community to have this available?
It has been amazing so far. I've been boots on the ground here for only 3 weeks, and my schedule is filling rapidly. It just goes to show that there is such a need in this region, and we are very happy to fill it at Independence Health.
That said, as a family physician, what kind of things are you encountering right now that people are dealing with?
Really, unfortunately, I think because there was a lack of access, Larry, is that a lot of people kind of put their health on the back burner. And we were seeing this post-COVID because a lot of people were really afraid to come out. But now we have access here. They want to come to the office, and we're finding a lot of underlying pathology, so underlying diseases that haven't been caught before. So we're seeing a lot of interesting cases. Now, it's never good to be interesting in medicine, but nonetheless, it's good to find out these problems. And also of interest, we have so much new technology out, even like low-dose CT scanning for lung cancer findings. We can find such small cancer so early and really save people's lives. So that's kind of what we're dealing with.
And I'm sure you encourage people to have regular checkups. Should that be an annual thing for everybody just to kind of get a baseline every year?
100%. An annual exam is crucial at minimum, because at that appointment, we do a full physical examination, and we do order screening blood work. And these are the instances where we do find these issues is from the screening blood work. And I want to note that, patients come in and they really, they don't want to know, but you can't put your head in the sand really when it comes to your health.
Yeah, I know firsthand. My radio partner last year kind of guilted me, and he says, you got to get, your annual checkup, which absolutely is the right thing to do. But sometimes it's almost like, Doc, when you take your car into a mechanic, you say, I'm just getting an inspection, right? And then you don't want to find out, but you do want to find out if there's something more serious. So it's really important.
100%, Larry. Well said.
And also, school's back. What kind of things do you want to tell moms and dads about back to school? Because let's be honest, there are a lot of germs mixing. This is when, in the next couple of weeks, we find everybody's getting colds and whatnot, right?
Yes, definitely. And I will say that I was driving to work today and all the buses were out, so I hope everybody's maintaining safety with that and stopping at the red lights for the buses. So please do that to keep our children safe. But nonetheless, we're definitely going to be seeing an influx of viral illness, especially over the next 2 to 3 weeks. So the recommendation would be, honestly, wash your hands. Just please remember to do that and try to avoid touching your face so much, or wiping your nose with your hands. That would be my advice for the kids out there. And maybe pack some hand sanitizer with your kids before they go in, and that way they can kind of use it throughout the day. That's the only way we can kind of lower the risk of spreading viral illness. And Larry, we are seeing some COVID still out there and among many thousands of other viruses. So just good sanitation can really reduce risk.
That seems like such a simple request of people, but it's been challenging. And that's just wash your hands. I've heard this from docs for so many years, just saying, people need to wash their hands. That's the simplest thing that you can do for your daily health.
100%.
All right, before you go, when should people get their flu shots?
You can actually start getting them now. We do have them available throughout our health system, as I'm sure many of the other systems do as well. But a good time frame will be in mid-September to mid-October would be a great time to go out and get your flu shot.
Well, Doc, keep doing what you're doing. I know the people in Fayette County are happy you and your team are there. And have a great, healthy season for you and your staff.
Many thanks, Larry. We are blessed to be here, and I hope everyone has a great day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hey, thank you to Katie Kay, and thank you, Larry.
Dr. Adam Burke, family medicine physician at the new Family Medicine Center, the Square at Connellsville, brought to you by Independence Health System, expert care here. Okay, morning show, we got you covered. Welcome back. If you're just starting school, it's been a busy week with more on the way. In our nation's capital, no shortage of news. President Trump makes news multiple times a day, and yesterday it was telling the Fed's Governor Lisa Cook, "You're out. You're fired." She says, "You don't have the authority to do that." So we'll see where that goes. And what about troops in our cities? Joining us, CBS White House correspondent Natalie Brand. Natalie, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Good to be with you.
Well, between, in this case, the Fed, the troops, the tariffs, there is no shortage of news. But what is the latest with National Armed Guard in Washington, D.C.?
Well, President Trump has touted the presence of the National Guard here as a big success in reducing crime, he says. The Attorney General says that there have been more than 1,000 arrests and more than 100 illegal firearms seized, although, you know, local media reporting notes that a number of those arrests are immigration related. But, you know, really big picture here, the question remains, will the National Guard be sent to other U.S. cities? And the president, after indicating that certain cities like New York or Chicago could be next, yesterday in his on-camera remarks, he kind of gave some mixed messages when asked about this, when asked about going into Chicago specifically after some reports out there by the Washington Post that the Pentagon was preparing. He said, you know, we may wait, we may not. He argued yesterday that the Democratic governor of Illinois, J.B. Pritzker, should be asking him to go in. Well, Pritzker held a news conference of his own yesterday and said that the National Guard is not wanted in Chicago, that there's not an emergency that would warrant military intervention, and essentially, you know, warning the president to stay out.
Has there been any talk, and I'm sure there has, in Washington in particular, since this is the current situation, that if this is successful in terms of short term, you can't leave the troops there forever, or can you?
Right. And that's a point that's been raised by the mayor of Maryland, Wes Moore, who's had, you know, kind of a back and forth with the president on social media. He said he's argued that this is not sustainable. And Moore, who's also a military veteran, said, you know, it's also, he argues, disrespectful to the National Guard, since this is not necessarily what they signed up for or trained for. You know, usually we see the National Guard responding in times of domestic emergency, or of course for military deployment, but just simply standing guard at local transit stations. And here in Washington, D.C., you know, the president has also said that they will be part of a beautification process, trying to help, you know, city streets and parks. It's really unclear at this point what is sustainable. You know, National Guard members who are on reserve, oftentimes they have jobs, full-time jobs, and lives separate than their, you know, reserve duty. So there's a lot of questions about how long this will go on and really what is the end game here.
We're with CBS's Natalie Brand. So, Natalie, that said, let's turn our attention for a moment to Fed Governor Lisa Cook. Sure. This minority woman is told, you're fired by Donald Trump, and they have to have cause, and the cause they're citing is misrepresentation on a mortgage application.
Yeah, these were allegations raised in recent days by the director of the Federal Housing Finance Agency, who has accused Cook of claiming essentially two primary residences, one in Michigan, one in Atlanta, in order to get a better mortgage term. So the president, in his letter on Truth Social late last night, said that that is a sufficient cause. However, you know, Larry, important to keep in mind, there's been no proceedings to allow Cook to, you know, answer to these allegations. No formal charges. Legal experts say no conviction or due process here. So that's why this is likely to set off a lengthy legal battle that could end up going all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. Cook, who was appointed by former President Biden, has retained a high-profile attorney who's saying that, you know, they will take whatever actions needed. And critics of, you know, this unexpected, or actually the president kind of previewed it last week when he said that if she didn't resign, he would go ahead and fire her. But, you know, critics saying that this is unprecedented and really risks undermining the independence of the U.S. Central Bank.
Other than that, nothing going on, Natalie, right?
Well, big cabinet meeting at 11. So, okay. You know, no question that the president will be asked about all of these topics, and we'll see what other headlines come out of that.
I really appreciate your time, Natalie. You do a great job. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Larry.
CBS White House correspondent and covers the Capitol as well, Natalie Brand on the Big K Morning Show.
Last night in Aliquippa, for parents of students injured in Saturday's bus accident.
He said he's okay, but I know he's sore, you know what I mean? And deep down inside, I think they really traumatized from what happened.
And that's Damon Hall, Larry, talking about his grandson in the wake of the accident.
And as we understand, the driver hospitalized still, and the young girl at Children's Hospital. So thoughts and prayers are with everybody involved. It's been a very emotional a few days since the accident at 9:50 Saturday morning.
Kenny Pickett is heading for Vegas, where he'll be a backup for the Raiders.
What?
Surprise!
How about this? Kenny Pickett, drafted number one by the Steelers, not only played here, went to Philadelphia last season. They won a Super Bowl. He got a ring, then was picked up by the Cleveland Browns, went through the process, and it's a almost like some kind of shell game with Shedeur Sanders, and they got Dylan Gabriel, They have Joe Flacco, and Deshaun Watson is out. So Kenny ends up going to the Raiders, and he's wanted there because they really need a backup to their starter, apparently Geno Smith.
Yeah.
So maybe
their backup is hurt now.
Listen, and I just want to say this about Kenny Pickett. I know him personally as a young man. I know I've watched every play he had at Pitt and with the Steelers. He's a quality guy. I think he was unfairly vilified. Yeah, okay, some things didn't work out. I get that. But he's a good young man, and I really wish him the best, and maybe there's a fit there with the Raiders.
You never know in the NFL, do you, Larry? One minute you're on the bench, the next you're in the heat of the battle.
On any given Sunday.
Mm-hmm. And as a sidebar, the Steelers cut 12 players Monday with more to come today.
Yeah, they got the 53-man number for their rosters through the NFL, so there could be some moves, and some were already made yesterday.
And Hardee's has closed in Millvale.
Oh, no. He's okay, but...
That's not the one I want, this silly computer.
What would happen if a thick burger jumped into a cold swimming pool? Shrinkage.
What is this?
Introducing the quarter pound little thick burger.
Yeah, I guess it's a downsized size. You know,
what in the world is that?
Junior thick burger.
I got to tell you, the last time I went... So I was born in Millvale, and that was a big deal when it came. Hardee's came to Millvale. But the last time I was there, I did a drive-through last year, and they're now closed.
Yeah, 52 years, Larry, in that location. The closest, they have one in Waynesburg now.
Is that right? That's the only one left.
That's the one in southwestern PA.
In the region. All right. Oh, by the way, completely unrelated, but we should mention this again. The Ding Dong is being recalled.
It's a Ding Dong recall.
Yes. So if you are a chocolate Ding Dong fan, Hostess is recalling. Best Buy dates on the packaging would be August 30th, September 3rd. You're advised to not eat them. I advise you to take them back where you bought them.
Now, what's the problem?
Get a refund. May have mold, they say.
Ugh.
A Ding Dong with mold. I wonder how many are in lunch pails today.
Oh, boy.
You had to bring that up. The Bloomberg update is brought to you by UPMC Health Plan, your partners in care. Coming up in our next hour, we're going to talk about the Strip District. Aaron, you and I have talked about the growth of the Strip District. I think it has probably been the fastest growing single neighborhood in the city. It used to be Lawrenceville.
What I saw on Saturday was impressive.
Yeah. I was going to say, what you guys said yesterday, the terminal's stunning. And it's very booming.
You hadn't been there in a while.
Yeah, a number of years. And the growth behind the terminal, the housing that sprung up there where it used to be just an open field with railroad tracks.
This is, I believe there are close to 1,000 apartments and townhouses behind the terminal building, which is on Smallman Street, which used to be where the produce would come in from all around the country on rails and trucks.
If you remember how that looked back in the day before this project, and you look at it now, what a transformation. The architecture is the same, but the feel is totally different.
It looked like that terminal building looked like something you would see in a World War II history, you know, of some village with a railroad cutting through the town. And now, so what's really cool to me is Penn Avenue has maintained kind of its old school eclectic. It's not a bunch of cookie cutter businesses. In many cases, these are multi-generational places like the Sinceres and other families that have been there back in the day when it used to be the produce. Consumer produce is still there down the road.
Right. You have Mancini's, you have DeLuca's.
But
right,
with growth comes challenges.
Indeed.
Right, Aaron?
Indeed.
And you talked to, I call him the unofficial mayor of the Strip District, Jimmy Cohen.
I spoke to him yesterday.
Yinzers.
Yeah, yes. He owns a couple of those. He used to be a street vendor, and it was so popular that he ended up getting a brick and mortar there. Yep. So we're going to check on the growth of the Strip in our next hour. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center, AAA traffic powered by Bowser Genesis in Monroeville. You been to the Strip District lately, Ellen?
Yeah, just a couple of weeks ago. We love it down there. So many great places to eat, stuff to do.
Kick around. I'll tell you, game weekends, like when the Steelers are playing.
Oh, yeah.
Forget about it. Fun.
Lots of fun there. All right. Wish we had more fun in this rush hour, Larry. We have an accident on the Highland Park Bridge. As you're trying to come from the 28 side of things to get over toward Highland Park, traffic has not moved on that span for more than a few minutes now as crews are working to clear this accident. So you have backups on 28, both southbound and northbound, approaching the bridge. Definitely a place where you, first of all, need to leave extra time. And if you can, don't use the bridge. Steer clear of that. Parkway North, I-279, very heavy for you from before Camp Horn Road down past Bellevue Westview and then again around the bend at the McKnight Road on-ramp. Parkway West inbound stacks between Carnegie and the top of Green Tree Hill. The lineup on the Parkway East greets you right around the Wilkinsburg interchange before the Squirrel Hill tunnels. Our next AAA traffic on the fives coming your way at 8:05. I'm Ellen Gamble on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.